everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Tam Tonight. Thank you so much for watching last week. The two thumbs up that we got, all the new subscribers, we are over 80 now. So, wow. Thank you all for like sticking around, being loyal, being down with the Tam Tonight crew. Y'all are all real ones. I hope you like my new background. It's something that I'm putting up like temporarily until I get this figured out, but I just wanted something different. I was so tired of like my gray, blah background. So here we are. Hope you like it. Boom. And let's start the show. So this week for politics, I don't got too much because like I said previously, all that's going on is, I mean, first story, we still in the House. Like still, what's going on? This is crazy. This is unprecedented. I feel like as a millennial, a person that graduated in 2009, like, wow, guys, this is our second crisis. And we are doing well. We are handling things, aren't we? So much for those participation awards, right? Whatever. The next thing we got is like TikTok is kind of being banned by the government. My mom sent me this crazy video. I think they were talking about it on the Senate floor. Could have been Congress. Not sure. But anyways, they were talking about how TikTok, along with others, is owned by some Chinese government officials. And the app is doing much more than, you know, it purports to be doing, as I feel that many of these apps are. Taking our data, sharing that. It already has access to pictures, location, contacts, things like that. So they just are not so happy with that being in the hands of another government. I mean, it's fine when we do it, wink, wink, but we don't want other people doing it to our citizens. So they're asking people to like get rid of it. They're already saying that federal employees and things like that are being banned from it. They're being told to take it off their personal devices and the devices that they have for work, and also being told to take their children off of it. So I don't know how this is gonna go. I was with some, you know, little girls a couple weekends ago, and they were all crazy about TikTok. All they wanted to do was do the Savage Challenge. They were all sad about hearing the news that TikTok may be shut down and turned back into Musical.ly or something like that. They were just distraught. So if you have any kids in your house, I guess 15 and under, this is going to be a big deal. For me and I guess the rest of us, not that much, but you know, it was the new up and coming app. So it was very interesting to see its demise this way and the, you know, duplicitous nature of things with the government. What can we do? Third thing that I want to talk about in politics, it's not really political news, but it's kind of music news. And this episode is going to be heavy on the music because we had a lot of releases and I want to cover them all, but I want to talk about this before I forget. So there's an A&R and she goes by Barlin, like Carolyn, but Barlin on Instagram. And she's been having, since we've been in the quarantine, these like rap battles with female MCs, and she's given out $800. So recently one of her winners posted like the Cash App on her page that she received it. So check out Barlin. I'm gonna try to catch one this upcoming week. I missed the one this week because I was working at other things, but I'm gonna try to catch one and cover it here on the show because I'm all about like the female rap, the female empowerment, and I really like that this female A&R is taking it upon her own to like open it up and find new talent. So shout out to you. Love the idea, love the concept. I will be tuning into one of these. I just gotta catch it. So help me out. Catch it. Tag me in something. At Tam Not Tammy. Watch on the time, NRK, whatever, tag me. I'll be there. I want to see it. And now we're going to get into my look of the week. So look of the week has been kind of dry, and it's hard for me to find them because as we're not going out, we have no place to serve looks. So this week is going to be like a special quarantine edition of look of the week. And I don't know how we're going to keep doing this in the future if they don't let us outside, but I'm going to do my best. So first up, we got Teyana Taylor in an Essentials by Fear of God look. I could definitely tell by the pants and the long like drawstring thing hoodie. She has on some custom Louis Vuitton denim stuff that was made by Sheeran Barber. He is like, he does a lot of custom stuff. I follow him on Instagram and Twitter. He does like custom Goyard things, custom Louis Vuitton things. So if you have some designer goods, luggage and stuff hanging around your house that you want to repurpose into some quarantine chic things like Teyana did, go ahead and hit him up because he's very talented and seems like he's very quick. Like I seen some posts of him doing stuff next day for certain people, if you got that bag, I'm sure. But check this out. Teyana killed it as usual, but she just took it up and added the designer element on this quarantine look. So it is giving me chic dystopian, chic day after tomorrow, chic 40 days and nights. Bomb. Teyana, you done it. Next up, we have Amina Muadi. That's how I'm gonna say it. Amina Muadi. In her own shoes. She does have the very cute shoe line. I'm sure all of you girls are familiar with it. If you don't know her name, you know the like pedestal shaped heels that everybody's wearing now, and a lot of the fast fashion sites have taken to bootlegging. Sorry, Amina. Amina, I think, used to be a part of Oscar Tai, but the two girls broke up and she's out on her own now, and I think the other girl is as well. Either way, just wanted to give you a little backstory on that. She's in a full Fenty look. Now, this is like a beige or tan cream, maybe if you will, leather look that we saw Rihanna in the denim skirt that had the cutouts on the side. That's what this is. And I assume because they're quarantined as well out in France, Amina's just on her chic Parisian balcony serving us a look because she's tired of being in the house as much as we are, but she has the means to serve quarantine elevated, and that's what we like. So thank you so much, Amina. When I can afford it, I will be buying a real version of your shoes. I refuse to bootleg them because I like you and I followed your story. Anybody else, I will bootleg you. If I have no personal connection to you, I will bootleg you, but I'm just saying, Amina, I like her. I like her work. I'm not gonna bootleg her shoes. I'm gonna buy some. Maybe I will catch a sale with these stores closing. Let me know. Next up, we have Princess Nokia serving us quarantine realness, quarantine chic in a sauna in a full archive Dior look. Now, I believe this was Dior under Galliano because it was the Rastafarian era. She has the snow boots, the bikini, and the bag. So this is several looks in one, really, because this is a vacation serve, this is a snowsuit serve, and then this is just a regular day out and about in New York serve with the bag. But she did it all together in the sauna because, like, we all understand, we cannot go nowhere. So boom, Nokia, you did it, you killed it on this one, Miss Destiny. Love your project, Everything is Beautiful / Everything Sucks. Forgot to talk about it on here. I was just listening to it at home and had no, like, mental capacity to remember to bring it here to the show, so I might do some late follow-up coverage on that because I love Princess Nokia. I have for a very, very long time. I'm here for the whole thing. I'm just here for it. If you go scroll on my Instagram, you'll see me and her go back. I love all her songs. So Princess Nokia, look of the week, fly girl. Next up, we have Danielle Anabi. I believe that's how you say her name. Now, I was not familiar with this girl, but I follow a page called Style by Bibi. It's like a virtual stylist. I'm sure a lot of you girls are familiar with those on social media. And she posted this today. So I immediately stopped in my tracks. I wanted to see the look. I think it's so beautiful. She looks like an angel. She looks serene. It looks like heaven, especially in these dark times. It took me back to a place, to a Alexander McQueen type place. And I clicked on the page. It unfortunately wasn't from this week, but I saw it this week, so whatever. The skirt she did not name. It looks like something like you maybe could have made yourself if you don't have like some high-end Rick Owens and stuff laying around the house. Looks like you could have made it. And then the corset, it is a ceramic corset by Nicole Moan or Moan, not sure, but that's who it's by. I love it. And I like the departure from just the structured traditional corset that we've been seeing, like the Vivian Westwood faux look. I like this one a lot because, like I said, it gives me that Alexander McQueen look from way, way back. And then it looks so clean. And just also the Tom Ford hot pink breastplate that Zendaya wore that she got look of the week for a few weeks back. It takes me to that place too, but this is just more, I don't know, maybe it's the ceramic nature of it. It's just very cute, very clean. I would want to wear this. I don't know where, but like she's doing around the mansion, very appropriate. So killer look, love it. Can't wait to see more from you. And her page is full of looks too, so go follow her if you just want some inspiration because she got it for you. And last but not least on my quarantine realness look of the week segment is the beautiful and talented Rox Brown. Now, if you're not familiar with Rox Brown, you're probably not that stylish, but go follow her on Instagram right away. She used to work for V-Files. I'm not sure if she still does that. And then I believe she's also like a stylist for various rappers outside of serving a look on her own downtime. So I brought this look. It is not one of Rox's like best looks, most avant-garde looks. Her page is full of them, so go follow her, go check it out if you do not. But this look, picked it specifically for quarantine because it's like a sexy vibe. This lingerie teddy dress thing gives me Alexander Wang. I feel like that's what it is. Could be wrong, but that's just what it gives me with the side. I feel like I saw this in the Wang section of my online shopping. If not, still cute. Accessorized, hair done, I'm in the house, but I'm still cute. Like Sweetie said, I serve a look no matter where I go if I'm going to my closet. So, Rox Brown, quarantine realness, lingerie with a little bit of modern twist, accessorized well, perfect hair, perfect makeup, beautiful. You done well, Rox. I would love to go to the Rox closet clean out because I know she has a lot of gems and I'm not bougie like that. So I don't care about somebody seeing me in something that Rox previously wore because I'm me. So Rox, if you have anything that you would like to throw out, get repurposed. I'm here. I'm loyal. I got your back, girl. I will even help you reorganize and clean the closet. Like I said, I'm not bougie. I'm not afraid of hard work. And I fuck with you. All right. So that is that for my Look of the Week segment. And now we're going to take it over to 106 in Parking Lot with your host, Tam. Now this week we got a whole bunch of music because I did not talk about Party Next Door's album last week. But we're going to talk about it this week here on 106 in Parking Lot. So this offering, I believe this is his second album, but Party had many, many mixtapes. So, and I count those because I love those. Like, those were a critical part of my college and like becoming a woman time in life. So that's like high, high on the list for me, that old Party. But this new Party, Party Mobile or Party Mobile, came out, 15 songs in total. My favorite are 8 of them. Now, I would talk about all the songs, but we don't have a lot of time. But the overarching like theme of this project was Party Next Door has been cheating on someone or several people. He's a serial cheater. One of the songs, he talks about how, don't even wait on me to change. You waste your time because I'm going to keep on doing this behavior. This is what I do, girl. This is who I am. And don't hold your breath. I think that's what the song is called, to Don't Hold Your Breath. But because I love Party so much, I'm not going to cover the songs that I don't like. I'm going to focus on the 8 that I love. So, the first one, Turn Up. I want to see you turn up. I want to see you turn up. Out in the streets, they call it murder. I love this song. I don't like the little weird squeaky voice that's in it. I feel like that was like an afterthought, a high afterthought. But the song is perfect. I want to see you turn up. I just want to get dressed. Like, this Party CD makes me so sad that I have nowhere to go. I have no club, no bar, no event, no birthday party to go to, because party music for me is like what you get ready to at home. So like you get in your vibe, you might pregame it a little bit, you do your hair, if you do makeup, you do makeup, you feel yourself a little bit more, you look around in the mirror, you take a little sips, you know, feel out your outfit, you get your vibe. And it's like turned you up for the party, but we got nowhere to go. So I guess you're just gonna be feeling good, feeling sexy inside. Turn Up is that one. Touch Me. Touch Me. Touch Me and Remind Me. Love it. I can't say enough about this song. This song made me want to dance. I want to go again to the club, to the party, to the island. Turn Up. Great song though. Next we got Trauma. Traumatized. And this is more of the cheating stuff. Like, I know I'm never gonna meet nobody like you, and now you done left me because I'm a dog and I'm traumatized. I'm never gonna meet nobody like, damn, now I really realize, now I'm sad, I'm alone. Mistake. Party, I hope that this album gave you time to self-reflect, and it's not just songs. I hope that you're growing up in your personal life, because this behavior is immature, it's stupid, it's unreasonable, it don't make no sense. Be better. Split Decision. More in the realm of the cheating, but Party this time is sitting like a bird, like a fly on the wall, looking down at his cheat situation and looking at the girl now, because he's understanding his behavior. Maybe he's cheating on so many people, he gets the process and how it works. So he's like, you was out, you came home, you caught me with somebody else. I see it in your eyes, you gotta make a split decision. Is it worth it or not? You gonna stay with me or not? I feel like he's been in that situation many, 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 many times, and that was the impetus for this song. Again, Party, I hope you're being better, because I hope you're not just making the soundtrack of scumbaggery and you're not growing, you're not elevating from this. At minimum, what I would like, and I don't know about your personal life, Party, but this is just a lifelong fan. I've been liking you since your first mixtape, period. Love it. I hope that you are at minimum, just being single, just be a bachelor. Just be the party boy. Just be out. Don't claim no girl's your girlfriend. Don't have no girl move in. Don't be taking no girl on summer trips with you, as you mentioned in some of these songs. Just don't do that. Because that's what gets women to thinking that it's something more than what it is when you just try to have a good time. So please, Party. I beg of you. I love you. I want you to be happy. I want the women in your life to be happy. Don't do this. Please. Just either be a bachelor, club style, 007, Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo, or be your relationship guy. It's no middle ground. I feel like all men think it's this middle ground. It's this gray area. It's really not. Be party boy. Be family man. Pick one. Party. I care about you. Eye on It. Now this song. This is my favorite song off the project. It really is. And I like all 8 of these songs. Like, I've been playing them on repeat since this came out. But I own it is that one for me. I really want to go out and dance. So I really want to be in a cute dress. I really just want to, I want to turn up so bad. I'm done being thirsty. Okay. I own it. I'm going to recite a little bit of it because it's that fire. One and only. One can be my only. The other ones agreed to be just friends. But she can whine. She can whine slowly. And I keep an eye on it. But I already agreed to be just a friend. Party, this was getting you into these situations. Because he's basically saying in the song, like, his girl is fine. His girl is bad. Bad, bad. Nobody. But this girl's cute too. And no matter how bad his girl is, he's still dreaming about this girl. He's like, I shouldn't be doing it. I already had anything I would ask from you, girl number two. I already got plus more from girl number one. But you just look so good. I'm just here and I got to keep my eye on it. And I'm like, is this how you niggas really feel? Is this what y'all be going through in your mind? Because I see a lot of slander from non-relationship people on social media about people in relationships, male and female. And I see girls talking about, ugh, what's wrong with y'all? Because y'all be out here when your girlfriend, what's wrong with your girlfriend? Ooh, she must be broke. She must be. No, he just thirsty. And you look like a cup of water. You look like a Capri Sun. And this is unquenchable thirst. So stop putting it on either side of what people are doing. People are just cheating out here. It's their own business. They mama didn't hug them, love them enough. They got low self-esteem. They're trying to fuck it out. But don't put it on the other person in the relationship. And I think that's what Party did a very good job at putting out in this song and still making it a party song. And I can relate to it. Because, yeah, like, I might be out and somebody might be fine. But I already got somebody. I don't need him and his drama. I know he got some. No matter how good he looks, I know he has problems. I don't want them at my house. Keep the problems I already got. I'm good. He look good, though. He cute, though. That's it. Women, I think, do better at that than men. So, Party, I hope this was your recovery song. But I love it. Ooh, I want to dance to it so bad. Okay. Next song, we got PGT. Now, that's the song that I will be driving to. I'll be riding to in a neighborhood near you because I feel like that song was for me. I feel like that was a theme song besides Uchiwali by Nas. PGT is my song. Where was she raised? Where did you raise her? Came from the grave, now she chased paper. PGT, pretty ghetto thing, that's what it is. It's like Michael Jackson's PYT, but for 2020, PGT. And it's just bomb, go listen to it. If you're a girl that wears hoop earrings, you've been to a salsa swap before, if you got nails, shout out to my nails that I got done despite the corona. Nail by Esme, hit her up. If you are in the Inland Empire and you need some nails and you're tired of looking ugly, the quarantine cuteness is not on its level. Nail by Esme, she got me right today. So, boom. PGT, we find a way. There ain't gonna be no days off. I promised myself when I became a married person that I will always try to keep a level of cuteness. Like, just a level. Because don't nobody want no dirty wife, dirty husband, dirty. Like, now you stuck with this person. So, keep a level of cuteness. And Corona was not about to stop my show. I will not be cute on, like, the minimal level that I can be. Because I don't wear makeup and stuff. So, at minimum, got my hair done, nails done. Presentable. Bam. Nail by Esme. I'll put some close-up pictures too. She's bomb. Then we got another day. It's always another day. Raining on my parade. This is like, I guess Party is tired of like arguing, explaining himself, whatever. But he's trying. This song was part of his work through. Very good song. I like it. And the last song on this project that I love is Showing You. Love, love, love is my jam because, like, the whole theme of this album is being a cheater. On this song, Party is talking about how I decided that now I'm gonna spend more time showing you instead of telling you what I'm gonna do, and maybe might make things better between us. I'm gonna start showing you because clearly, my words, I can't be trusted. I probably be lying to you, I probably be scheming, cheating, all that. I'm gonna start showing you that I care, showing you that I'm gonna be different instead of saying it. I think that all men, if you are notorious for cheating, if you're notorious for not keeping your word, you should just walk in that spirit of Party. Walk in the spirit of showing you. Stop telling your girlfriend, I'm not even doing nothing. I'm not even going nowhere. She ain't even nobody. And just don't have it in your phone. Just don't. You know, just don't. Show. Close your mouth. Thank you. And that is that for Party Mobile. Again, there's 15 songs, so you go through it yourself, see if you like any of the other songs, but those were my favorites, and I had to bring them to you here, because that's what I do. Next up, we got Doll Season Reloaded by Asian Doll. Now, Asian Doll, female rapper, if you don't know about her, go follow her on all socials. She is that one. Brown skin girl, she gives me Foxy Brown, but like 2020 Foxy Brown. In her looks, not her rap, in her looks. Asian Doll was formerly signed to Gucci Mane's thing. I don't know if it's So Icy. I don't know what it's called now, but she was on that. And I see, like, why he would have picked her up. I didn't know too much about Asian Doll's rap before that time. Like, I heard a little bit of snippets and stuff on social, but wasn't familiar with her rap. So, this full project is very reminiscent of Gucci Mane, which I find very interesting. Like, not that she's biting him or copying him or anything like that, but I just get in her rap style how he was, like, attracted to her and everything, why he picked her up. So I think that her time over there, even though she's independent now, which I love, girl, shout out to you, get your bags, boss, you don't need no boss. I feel like her time over there in the Gucci Mane and Keisha Kayor camp, because I'm sure Keisha had some input too on the looks and stuff, that it was very well spent. And Asian did not come to play out with this project, and you can tell. You can tell her production, her beat choices, her songs, her hooks, the looks, how she's putting it out, everything. You can tell that she was over there and she wasn't playing around. Although a lot of music didn't come out of it, there was a lot of learning going on, and I feel like Asian Doll is very, very young. So I would count this Gucci Mane time as like college. The other experiences that she had in the record industry before, high school, whatever, whatever, but that Gucci Mane time was college, and now she's grown out here, and I hope that the independent side keeps on keeping up its momentum, because I love to see it, and I want to see Asian Doll with all her bags, not percentage, not part, not all of it. So let's get into the songs. First song, we got Come Find Me, very, 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 very hard song. And this song, she also has a music video out for, so go check that out. Like it, thumbs up, comment, share, all of that. Very, very good. The wardrobe in it on point two. Next, we got Lame Nigga Part Two. I can't fuck a lame nigga. I put money in the vault. We not the same nigga. Bars. Next, we got Wet Wet. Niggas on me, bitches want me, can't deny this good stuff. Bomb. Then we got Roll Call. Roll Call is like, it's a cool song, but it really reminded, like, took me back to my childhood, because it's the Shibuya thing, like Shibuya, Shibuya, Roll Call, it's that thing. So I think the song is very cute. I think the ladies are gonna like it. Time Is Ticking, I feel like this is a hard song too. She like, we outside, you bluffing. What's up, Asian Doll? I like it, because Asian Doll is more like in her gangster bag a lot of times, in her just sexy bag, and I like that a lot. And I think that kind of that is what's missing a little bit from the all the rap girls that we have on the forefront right now. I know there's a whole bunch, and a lot of them do rap about different content and subject matter, but the ones that are on the forefront is kind of very, very sexy. So I like that Asian does both. We got Pull Up featuring King Von, which is her boo. Like it a lot. Might change my name to Asian the Savage. Fire Girl bars. We got Problem. Problem is cute. I like Problem. And my favorite bar from Problem is like, put her on game, now that bitch thinks she me. Because I feel like so many girls, like when you're a cool girl, a nice girl, you're not like snobby or stuck up or nothing. You hang out with somebody new, you'll tell them a little bit of stuff like, oh yeah, I do this, or I get my hair done here, I do this and that. And then like, if y'all stop being cool, this girl feels like she bossed up on you. And it's like, no, everything you got is for me. Even how you dress is for me. Where, you remember when you came here with no tracks, trying to wear your real hair, no nails? You don't, you remember who you used to be? I bossed you up, girl. Show respect, at least. Like, I'm not saying you gotta kiss my ass, but damn, like, show respect. Come on now. And that is it for the Doll Season Reloaded. I love the project. I hope that she puts out videos for each song, because there's only 7. And I know that videos can get expensive, but I feel like if you do them in a more economical way, we can get a visual for each of these, and it would be, like, boost up the presence of this project, like, out on the scene, especially because we stuck inside and you can't really do promotional events or tour or nothing like that. If we get a video for each of the songs, out of here. Great job, Asian Doll. Great project. Love it. Can't wait to see more from you. But I want more music videos. I feel like you have such a unique look. You're so beautiful. We need to see you out there, outside of just the stuff that you post on Instagram, which is cute, but we need visuals. We need music videos and stuff from you, Asian. So please, thank you. Next, we got Kiki Lede's debut album entitled Kiki. 17 songs. I love me some Kiki Lede. I loved her. I guess the other like projects that were out were like EPs, mixtapes, what have you. But I love Get in the Way. I love Title. So I was so happy to find out about this project by Kiki. Let's get into it. So before we start, I just want to tell you that she really, really went hard with the features on this album. Like, all of the features are amazing. So I just want to put that out there. Kiki didn't come to play. So first song, we got Cancel, and it's like, you know, it sucks that we're on this subject, but this is like the mark of our time. It's about cheating, but it's like, kind of more on the girl side, because like I said, a lot of times I see people on social, and that's like the window into the world kind of now, like a separate part of the world, talking crazy about the girl that gets cheated on. And it's like, just because he cheated on you don't mean nothing's wrong with you, girl. You still fly, you still cute, you still all the reasons that he wanted you in the first place. It's just something wrong with him. No, so he's canceled. You still that one. Love that song. Moving is a cute song because it's like, don't let little stuff get to you, just keep it pushing. A message, a word. Everybody needs to listen to it. I should probably listen to it once a day. Keep it moving, because like, that's my life policy. I try really hard not to let stuff bother me, not to let stuff get under my skin. If it ain't about money, if it ain't about me, keep it pushing. Be blessed. Mad at Me. Now, Mad at Me might be my favorite song on this project, if not top three. Mad at Me is... it's so cute. It's like a flip, or at least they use the beat of So Fresh and So Clean by Outkast. And she's, I've been on my hot shit lately, can't be mad at me. Bomb. Like, I'm gonna be playing that all the time. All the time. Woof. Amen. Next, we got Chocolate featuring Ari Lennox. So far, such a cute song. It takes me back. Like, it is like the old school neo soul vibes. Like, if you got a black mama and you were in the car on your way to school, sitting in the back seat, like, that's what this Chocolate song gives me. It's so cute. It's so brown skin, India Ari, but updated and sexy and cool for our age group. We got Forfeit featuring Lucky Day. I love me some Lucky Day. I really want him to do a joint project with Raphael Sadiq, but that's outside the point. This song is so cute. It's a breakup song. Like, kind of, a different flip on it. You go listen to it. Say Something Now. Like, say Something Now. Like, what you gonna do? Then we have Second Chances featuring Black, or Six Lack, as some of you may know him. Very cute song. It's like more about the breakup stuff. Like, I can't just stay here. I can't give you no more chances, because then you just get your way. And then you're gonna keep treating me crazy like you've been treating me, and I'm never gonna get like what I need from this, and I'm never gonna be happy. You're just gonna be the winner. So I can't stay no more. That's the gist of this song. Then we got Crazy. You don't know Crazy till you see Mine. Bars. We got Plenty More. And Plenty More is like when you really, really lose it. Like, he been playing with you too much. And now it's like you just want to blow him up. You want to bust the windows out of his car. You want to set some of his stuff on fire. You want to go to his job and cause a scene. Like, when you really, really can't take it anymore, that's Plenty More. Like, the Crazy song, and then there's Plenty More Crazy. Where that come from? Bam. Then we got Stickerlude, which I think is cute, or a Skitterlude, my bad. And it starts when she's like, you've reached Kiana's whole hotline, press 1, leave a message. I think it's cute. I love it, especially for a girl. Labels featuring Moneybagg Yo and Bia, bomb. Ask My Ex What's His Biggest Regret, bars from Bia again. I told y'all Bia was gonna be that one. I told y'all Bia was gonna come. She's gonna kill it. She's gonna collect all the, I'm just saying. Ask My Ex What's His Biggest Regret. I already know what it is. Oh, God. Then we got Honest. Very sexy song. I like it. I like it a lot. And then we got Feel Away. Feel Away is like when you meet a guy, he's trying to act like he's all good and like he's better than all these other guys that you dealt with. You might even tell him about some of your past experience, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's trash. I would never do that. I would never. I respect women, blah, blah. He on the same shit that everybody else was on. Faker, poser, liar. Feel Away. Gotcha. Feeling Away, because he tricked you. Good Girl featuring Coltrane with the 3. And this song is like, why do all the good girls always end up with bad guys? And I think it's because most guys are, it's not good or bad. I think most men's intentions in a relationship do not match up with those intentions of a woman. So we will always be left on the short end of the stick because of that, and because of the way the society is structured with patriarchy and whatnot. Like, oh, men can do whatever they want. Basically, no strings attached, no nothing, and women are kind of left holding the bag. So that's why that seems that way. But girl, dog these men out how they dog you, and you'll be fine. Stop playing nice guy. Attention, nice song. It's not my vibe, because I feel like this is more crazy girl music. This is like for a zodiac sign that I'm not. She's like, I'll start a fight, I don't care if I start a fight, because at least you're paying attention to me. No, you leave me alone. Don't come over here with that energy. Protection, very cute song. I like it. I vibe with it a lot, because it's like girls be having daddy issues, and you just want somebody that's going to protect you, somebody that's going to hold you down. Sometimes it's hard to find a relationship because these men are not your daddy. Some of these men don't even have their daddy. So they don't know where to get right from. They have no, it's the vicious cycle. That's what it is. And then last but not least, we got No Take Backs. Closes out the album. And there you have it, Kiki's debut project. I love it. I will be sprinkling in the songs that I like into the Chevy playlist throughout the remainder of this year. And I hope you all go check Kiki out. I don't know if she has any visuals coming up with this because of the corona situation, but I hope so because I love to see her. She's very cute. Kiki, shout out to you. I hope you get like some Grammy nods or something from this, or when it opens back up, I want to see you on some carpets because I don't really get a lot of looks from Kiki, and I want to see what you can do as far as the fashion is concerned. I'm very interested. I'm very here for it. So there we have it. Keeping up with the theme of cheating, we have Find My Way by DaBaby the Cheater featuring the beautiful B. Simone as the leading lady in the video. Now, I'm sorry, but I just don't like you when people go out and do wrong things and try to play the victim. But video is cute. B. Simone looks cute. The song's okay song, so go check it out. Go stream. Support the baby. Then we got the Bust It video by Ari Lennox. Love me some Ari Lennox. She was featured in the album with Kiki earlier on, Chocolate. But Bust It was her song on the Dreamville Camps project, Revenge, I believe. Bomb song, so cute, love the video, very glam, very sexy, all the outfits. I love like the pink and the nail salon and just all the black girls, just oh so cute, it was so great. And I want to see more of this from Ari Lennox because I feel like she has a very unique voice, she has a unique look, and she has a lot of personality. She's very fun on social media, so I want to see this play out more in her visuals and things like that. I love it. And but so far I have not seen a visual by Ari that wasn't fire. But this one just, it was very fun and I liked it. So great job on Bust It. We have a new song out by Lady London. Lady London is like very viral, very popular on social media for like her freestyles and things like that. But I think this is her first release of a song that we can like listen to and stream and possibly buy on Apple Music. So go check out Lie by Lady London. Fire. She's like a rap rapper, a rapper's rapper, if you will. And then we got Mamma Mia by Azealia Banks. Love me some Azealia Banks. No visual yet, but Mamma Mia is out. It's on all streaming platforms, so go stream, run it up for Azealia, because she's very talented. Her music is very fun. If you have heard of her for other things, just ignore that. Like, the social media antics really have nothing to do with the music, and most of the time, she don't be lying. It just comes out in a way that's, like, aggressive and people don't like it, but the music, always fire, always bomb. Mamma Mia, go check it out. And the last new thing that we're going to cover on 106 and Parking Lot is Don't Want It by Young Baby Tay. I love Young Baby Tay. I saw her on the acrylic tour with Kaylee 47. Great performer. Love the setup that she has. I think her best friend or something like that is her manager and DJ, which I vibe with that girl gang, girl power. And Young Baby Tay, as far as I know, like writes and produces a lot of her own music. So boom, a boss, creator, just fire, fire. And the song is bomb. You bitches don't want it. Uh-oh, not at all. Go stream it, like it, share it. I'm sure there'll be a visual. And that's that for 106 in Parking Lot. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me. Next up, we're going to have our Chevy playlist, which is my 5 songs that I give you every week to ride to and roll to through the streets when we are not together here as a group. So we're gonna start it off with Cover Girl by Bia. It's a new song, it's fire, and I want y'all to listen to it, so go listen to it. Second, we got Break My Heart by Dua Lipa. Now, Dua Lipa is like, I wanted to give her a look of the week a few weeks ago because she had on this very, very nice Versace ensemble, like this dress, but I couldn't find good pics. Anyway, Dua Lipa is like more in her disco party bag of songs, like, you know, electric type of thing. But I like the song a lot. Fire, go listen to it, please. And if you want to hear some more like that type of music is your thing, listen to Dua's whole project because it is very good and I enjoyed it. Check it out. Next, we got Emotionally Scarred by Lil Baby. Don't know why he's emotionally scarred, but whatever. It's a cool song. Check that out. Then we got Turks by Gunna, Nav, and Travis Scott. I'm in Turks, Lil Baby. Brother got locked in, the mom I gotta pay. Since I saw, like, I didn't really know who Nav was. Whatever, I'm getting old. But I went to Astro World and he came out with Gunna to perform one of the songs and I loved it. So I'm like, oh, okay, he's cool. I vibe with him. Bomb, so go check it out. And then last but not least, we got Don't Want It by Young Baby Tay because I want y'all to run up those streams and numbers for my girl. And go check her out, because like I said, you bitches don't want it. No, not at all. And that's it for my Chevy playlist. I hope you enjoy it. It is available on Apple Music and YouTube. If there's any other places you would like me to add it, let me know and I will put it there as well for your listening pleasure. Now, I like to close out the show with my quote of the week because the world is crazy and I just like to leave things on a positive note. So this week, my quote is from the beautiful, the illustrious Dolly Parton, and it is, if you don't like the road that you're traveling on, start paving another one. And I think that that is so poignant and so like specific for this time because a lot of stuff is going on and it's like everybody's regular life kind of got turned upside down and threw into a loop if you were like a regular 9-to-5 working type of individual. Even some entrepreneurs and small business people have been businesses shut down and closed and all these things, right? All beyond our control. If for any reason you can like take a little time out to be self-reflective during all this and not just have your tragedy hat on, think about what I could have done or what I could have done differently or what kind of business or what kind of situation I could have lined myself up in to make this turn out better for me. What was in my control? What can I do? How can I pivot? How can I rejig this to make it better for myself, to make my life, my livelihood, my situation disaster proof? Because for whatever reason, I think it's just the advent of technology and the modernization of things and the workplace and all that, the corporate structure, people have kind of lost, a lot of people, let's not say all, a lot of people have kind of lost the idea that I can just go do things myself. I can sustain myself. I can be self-sufficient. I can grow my own food. I can get a well. I can build my own house. There are all these things that I can do if I just remove myself from their system. I don't have to go far. I can maybe go an hour outside of a residential neighborhood and find some place where I can sort of do my own thing and be left to my own devices and sort of run it myself. It's just when we're tied up to these apartments and houses and all of these things that we need all the supports of it. Yes, we do. But if you weren't, imagine how different your life would be. And it doesn't have to be that extreme. Like, what if you were in some type of business that was deemed non-essential? And now, you know, your whole livelihood and everything, maybe you had a good life, you built things up for yourself, and now it's kind of just been tossed out and put on hold. What can you do? Not abandon your other business, but what can you do when you get back, if you can, take advantage of some of these SBA loans that are forgivable to put your feet in some path of businesses that will be essential. People can't live without. So, in every disaster, in every event, there is always opportunity. And I am no optimist. I'm no rose-colored glasses type of person, but I believe in finding the opportunity in any situation. So, me and Dolly Parton want you to have a great week. Thank you so much for watching TAM Tonight, and we will see you next time. Bye!